Welcome to this Apple Watch demonstration for Watch OS 2. And for this demo, I was planning to do a lot more with Siri in Watch OS 2, but I thought this option was so fantastic that I thought I would do a separate demo on it specifically. And that, of course, is the ability to be able to bring up your default and third-party glances using Siri on your Apple Watch, which is very, very neat. So I've got my raise to wrist turned on, and in VoiceOver, I've got that speak option turned off so that every time I raise my wrist, it's not gonna speak out what the raised wrist is actually focused on. So basically what I can do now, I can raise my wrist and say, "Hey Siri, show me the settings glance. Hey Siri, show me the battery glance. Hey Siri, show me the now playing glance." And then I'm going to bring up one of my third party glances just to show you that it also works. And then a warning about navigating on the screen when you've used Hey Siri to do this, because the Hey Siri interface actually stays on the screen with what you said. And not only does it have the glance that you've brought up, it's also got the words Hey Siri. So if you're using VoiceOver and the words get spoken, "Hey Siri, open settings glance," it'll try and do that command again. But anyway, first of all, let's try with the default glances so far. So I'm going to raise my wrist. "Hey Siri, open the settings glance." Vibrate. Now, it doesn't speak automatically, and I normally give it a couple of seconds. Now, remember, this is actually the Siri interface on the screen itself. And to try and avoid the little HAY on the screen as well, I'm just going to touch the middle of my screen.
Connected over iPhone.
Now, did you notice it's also dimmed the volume, which is a little bit irritating when you use this part of it. But if I use the other method of bringing up Siri, I'm just going to press the little crown to come out of it.
7:49 p.m.
My volume has now gone back to normal. So this time, holding the digital crown and say the same command. Holding it in. Open settings glance. Okay, just give it a few seconds again. Now touch the middle of the screen.
Connected over iPhone.
And you can tell the volume now is the same. So when you use the HAY Siri command, it does reduce the volume, which is a little bit irritating at the moment, but I'm sure it'll be fixed in future updates. So if you want the volume to stay the same, just hold on the digital crown and just use the open and the name of the glance, and then the volume will stay the same. So if I flick through the screen.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
Which is fine.
Paying iPhone.
Ping iPhone.
Do not disturb. AirPlay.
And Switch AirPlay
off.
Is a new option on the settings glance to be able to allow you to control AirPlay speakers in your source, particularly for playing music. Holding my digital crown again. Open now playing glance. Touch the middle of the screen.
Oh, to my family, the Cranberries, no need to argue.
Okay, that's what I've been listening to. Flick to the right.
Previous track, play.
Of course, double tap on play.
Pause.
And that's playing from my iPhone in my pocket. Double tap to stop. And let's go to the battery glance. Holding the digital crown, wait for the vibration. Open battery glance. Now I'm going to touch the middle of the screen.
62% battery remaining.
Okay, 62% battery remaining. Before I get onto the third-party glances, I just want to make a distinction between the HAY Siri text on the screen and this one. Because at the moment, this one, if I flip back to the left,
open battery glance,
just says open battery glance. So it's not going to activate the HAY Siri command. But if I do it the other way and read the text, I'm going to put my watch to sleep, hand over the screen, then I'm going to wake it up, just flicking my wrist. "Hey Siri, open the battery glance." Okay, there's a vibration, it's opened up the battery glance. So I'm going to touch the middle of the screen.
62% battery remaining.
And remember that volume is now decreased because I've used the HAY Siri function. Now, this is what's going to happen when I actually get to repeat what it's just asked to do.
"Hey Siri, open glance."
Okay, it's just activated the command.
"You have an app named Plans on your Apple Watch."
And because she or he didn't quite hear herself, she's got the command wrong. So I flip back again.
"It doesn't look like, hey Siri, open plan."
Okay, vibration, it's heard itself.
And
it's now opened up SoundHound. Okay, so I'm going to put my hand out of the screen. So just a warning, if you're using the Hey Siri function with opening glances, be careful not to flick backwards to the text because it'll try and redo itself. I normally touch the middle of the screen if I'm using the Hey Siri function to try and avoid that text and just use the glance information and controls. And this particular way of doing it also decreases the volume, which is a bit of a pity. So if you want to be very, very safe in using it and not have it reactivate itself, and as far as Siri is concerned, hide in the digital crown, give the command open glance settings or open glance battery, etc., and then you'll be fine. And if you reread the text, it's only going to say open glance and that won't activate, etc. And by the way, you can also open up the heartbeat glance. So let me just quickly do that now. I'm holding the digital crown this time.
755.
Open the heartbeat glance. Okay, touch the middle of the screen.
66 BPM, 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so I can get straight to the heartbeat glance. It's very nice. And of course, if I flip back to the left.
Heart rate. Open the heartbeat, please.
Okay. Oh, I didn't actually say please, but anyway. I just said open the heartbeat glance. It's actually worked and it's not activating the HAY Siri function, which is actually very nice. Okay, now I've got a couple of third-party glances running here at the moment. Open carrot weather glance. Okay, touch the middle of the screen.
4M/SS. Feels about like 13. Wow. Much stars. 13 degrees. Open and carrot weather glance.
Okay, I'll flick it back to the left at the top, and that's the Siri command.
13 degrees. Wow. Much stars. Feels like 13 degrees.
Remember, this is Celsius.
4M/SS. 13 degrees, 10 p.m.
Okay, 13 degrees, 10 p.m., etc. And just one more for the third-party glance. Open CNN glance. Okay, touch the top of the screen.
Top story.
Okay, flip to the right.
Iran slams Saudi Arabia over deaths of hundreds at pilgrimage. 41 minutes ago.
Okay, so that's a CNN glance. So that was just two that I just opened then for a quick demo of the third-party glances. The carrot weather one and this one CNN glance. So hand over the screen. Put my watch to sleep. But I find it really handy with Siri for quickly accessing the settings glance, the battery, the now playing, and the heartbeat, particularly when I'm exercising. And if I quickly just want to check on the weather briefly, just to open up the carrot weather glance and quickly check on the watch screen is really, really nice. So that completes this demo of a bit of a mucking around with using Siri with glances on your Apple Watch with Watch OS 2. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.